Dove's Fat Liberation Activist Partner Felt Threatened, Called Cops After Interview Request. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on September 15, 2023. Zionna Bryant, the Black Lives Matter and Fat Liberation Activist who partnered with Dove, felt threatened and called the cops after the Daily Mail requested an interview with her. The Daily Mail visited Bryant on campus at the University of Virginia where they tried to land an interview. The outlet exchanged contact information with a woman who purported to be Bryant's sister, but they were unsuccessful in securing the interview. Moments before the outlet left, they received a phone call from Sean Lawton, who introduced himself as Bryant's manager. Zionna feels threatened right now. This is now about her security, Lawton told the outlet. The biggest concern right now is about her security and her safety, Lawton added. That means this has now fallen into the domain of a legal matter, which means we are unable to offer any comment at this time. Within 20 minutes of the call with Lawton, the outlet received a second phone call from Charlottesville's Chief Police Mike Cochis. Cochis explained he received a call from Bryant saying that she was feeling uncomfortable and wanted to get ahead of any situation. Dove partnered with Bryant despite the fact that she reportedly ruined a white student's life over a misheard remark at a 2020 Black Lives Matter protest. As Breitbart News detailed. At that time, Bryant had taken to social media to claim that then-University of Virginia student Morgan Bettinger had said the BLM protesters would make good speed bumps, despite there being no evidence of her having said that. The rumor resulted in Bettinger being attacked by a woke mob and swept up into a campus-wide scandal that sparked a more than year-long investigation by the university itself. While Bettinger was eventually cleared of the allegations, her reputation was nonetheless destroyed, and those who were behind the fake charges suffered no repercussions. The company now faces a boycott as many of its customers are outraged at the partnership. Time to Bud Light Dove, one customer wrote online, referring to the Bud Light boycott after partnering with transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.